I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Yun nga, I have to get used na may jowa na.
That idea
na minsan gigising ako sa umagas, parang alam mo yung may oh no feeling pa ako na parang may jowa na ako.
Naka-angkula dun sa pagsunod sa damdamin ko eh. So, ewan ko, yung utak ko siguro galit na sa puso ko.
Hello, mga kabitbahay! This is Yudes!
This is Sari!
And Athena here!
And y'all are listening to...
Who Dazzers!
Mga kabitbahay, kung may maririnig kayong echo, ano, pagbigyan nyo na si Sari kasi medyo, she's umiiri siya para sa buhay niya. Kakauwi lang galing sa shoot eh. So nilalabas ngayon yung toxicity ng shoot. Tapos mamaya mga kabitbahay, habos ang ano, si Mrs. Azarcon Bolivar. May mga inaasikaso lang siya ngayon. Pero technically, kompleto ngayon ng Kudazzers, no? I'm so happy after so long. Nakompleto rin tayo. So kumusta naman kayo, Sari, Athena? Sige, unahin natin si Athena. Kamusta naman yung mga ano? Kamusta yun, ano, yung postgraduate gayak mo?
Okay naman. Masaya, pero...
Kawawa ako sa okay naman.
Grabe yung... Nabusy lang sa work talaga. At nagbakasyon. Pahinga lang. Ganun. Kahit ang tagal ko ng graduate, sinabi ko, sige, pahinga tayo after graduation. Masabi lang, be.
Nag-LU kayo, di ba?
Kasama yung jowa ko.
Nag-LU lang, nagka-jowa na. Ano, sa LU kayo nag-meet? Or someone na, ano na, parang long, before pa kayo nag-LU?
Before pa, siya yung kasama ko sa Puerto Galera.
So, ibig sabihin ba nito, papakilala mo rin siya sa amin one of these days?
Pwede. Andito siya actually sa tabi ko.
Huwag dito sa Koda, leche. Charot. Hindi ko siya mahahayop.
Kaya,
si Toto ngayon, nasa na, nililinis ang banyo eh. Ayan o, lumabas siya. Oh, okay. So, ang dami nangyari sa this past few weeks at in fairness ha. Nag-graduate ka, nag-marcha ka, nag-LU ka, nagka-jowa ka. Productive. Sana ganun ka-productive lahat. Eh, ikaw, Sari, kamusta sa ikaw? Kamusta ka?
Eto.
Uyiri pa rin.
Tapos ako sa banyo. Thank you, Lord. galing ako sa shoot ng isang film sa Viva Max. PA ako doon. Mm. And talent din.
Behind the scenes ka now?
True. And katulad na nabanggit ko last episode, naka isang linggo akong nakatira sa Sogo. Ayan, thank you Sogo, no?
Shout out sa Sogo. Sogo sponsors.
At ayun, marami akong experience na naibaon galing sa production na ito. Kasi siguro mas nakikilala ko na yung mga taong nasa work ko, ganyan. Na-appreciate ko na yung mga usapan namin ng mga work meets ko. At saka, ayun, may mga nakakasalumuha akong tao na I look up to. So, ayun, nakakatuwa naman. Though nakakapagod kasi as a mabagal na tao, parang gusto ko one day at a time. So, ang nangyayari sa akin pag uwi ko, bagsak lang ako, hilata the whole day. Pangatlong araw ko na yata to na parang medyo mabagal yung usad ng araw ko kasi ramdam na ramdam ko yung pagod ng isang linggo. Pero thankful na rin kasi mabuti na lang may pumasok na trabaho for the month. Ganyan.
That's always good.
Yeah, and natuwa naman ako. Though nakakapagod yung dalawang magkasunod na pelikula, ayun, thankful pa rin na may dumating na dalawa, di ba? Minsan lang magkaroon ng dalawang pelikula sa isang buwan eh. So yun, grateful naman, happy naman.
So bebe time ka, no? Aside from rest, personal rest, nagbebe time ka na rin to compensate for the past few days?
Bebe time hindi pa, kasi medyo maingat ako dahil tumataas yung surge ng COVID. So ayoko muna makipagkita kay Abe, ganun.
Para hindi rin siya ano, main danger.
Saka kailangan ko din ng time talaga sa sarili ko na hawak ko yung oras ko. Hindi ko kailangan bumangon for other people, but for myself. Ayun, importante yon. Medyo nakatulong na wala yung pusa namin dito para hindi ako nagigising at gumagawa ng ibang bagay. Parang lahat ng ginagawa ko, as low as I can. And ayun, para lang sa sarili ko. So, ninanamnam ko pa yon.
Oh, grabe, parang press con, be.
Yun lamang po ang masasabi ko. Any questions po? Any questions po na idedirectan niyo po sa client namin, maaari niyo po idiretso sa akin at maaari ko po sinasagutin. Yun lamang po. Charot. Yun ba, sorry, you brought up an interesting topic na, you know, na, para, na related din sa ating usapan for today. Since you mentioned na you haven't had baby time yet with Abe because you wanted to allot space for yourself to recover all the energy you've lost during the past week of, you know, of shoot back to back. And at the same time, you know, I think it ties in well with our yung na-mention ni Athena kanina na, one of her troubles right now is adjusting to being in a relationship after such a long time, which is exactly our topic right now, no? Because we've all been there, you know, after it's either nung first time natin magka-jowa or more specifically nung siguro nung nakapag-break tayo the first time sa mga jowa natin. And then we've been single for a while, and suddenly we've been thrown into a relationship all over. Now, that kind of adjustment period that happens with you, diba? That happens. So, pag-usapan natin yun. How important is that, or how radical are those changes, and how do you deal with those changes, if at all, if you've already experienced this, no? Sige, maybe let's start with something simple. What was the biggest adjustment that you did no first time ninyo magka-jowa? Parang meron kang comparison, no? When you start, yung what were the adjustments you did, you know, going to a relationship for the first time and then being single again for longer for another span of time and then, you know, being in a relationship again. But feeling ko kasi baka magkaiba yung perspective for each.
Well, ako nung first time ko magka-jowa, like yung first time talaga, I was pretty young. And alam mo yun, nasa ano pa ako, high time? High time ba yun? Ewan ko sa, everything was moving so fast. So
yeah, everything was in passionately charged.
Ayun, passionately charged. So nothing much has changed. Yung wala akong jowa to meron akong jowa bigla. So everything was just, you know, passionate lang lahat. Like love, like, sabi mo nga kuya, sa previous ko da natin, I would never love the same way again. And I think that applies to me as well. Kasi that was so, naka-high lahat ng feelings.
So you never felt you were compromising anything?
No.
Felt like it was a necessary part of the relationship?
And I wasn't thinking that much, you know? Parang, like, hindi ako nag-iisip, ganon. Kasi like, I was thinking solely about my feelings. What happened after the breakup, dun, bumagsak lahat. Like, I had a very difficult time adjusting to a single life. Di ko alam what my life would be without this person. Tapos, di ko alam kung paano mag-adjust sa world ng hindi kaming dalawa. Kasi, ano eh, yung first boyfriend ko, we've been together for four years. So like, that's like...
During high school.
That's like a lot of time.
Yeah, in I high think school
that,
years.
No, that was like 2 years in high school and 2 years in college. So like, alam mo yun, yung adjustment namin to adult life is together.
Para you were together during your formative years.
Yes. So lahat ng dapat kong matutunan, kasama ko siya. The question is, natutunan ko ba talaga? Or after namin maghiwalay, tsaka ko lang natutunan lahat ng bagay na alam ko ngayon. I feel like sa latter ako. Like, after namin mag-end, tsaka ako natutunan mabuhay as Athena.
Yeah.
And then,
as
ngayon,
as an adult Athena.
No, I dun ko talaga nakilala yung sarili ko after that breakup. Kasi like, I really focused on myself and di ako nag-jowa. I mean, pagpo-party kami, nakikipag-momol, gan. Pero yun yung dulo nun, yung paglandi ko. I would count all of those years until now na kahit nagka-jowa ako in between noon, is feeling ko single ako noon lahat. And then now, really? Yes, kahit nung ka-org natin, I feel like I was still single. Well, kasi that relationship was lasted for like, what, a month? So like, that's nothing. So, I mean, it is something, pero it's for me, like to form a bond with this person, 1 month isn't enough, you know? Yeah. So feeling ko pa rin single ako all throughout those years. Until now. Na,
pag-usapan natin yun, mamaya.
Mamaya, sige. Pero yun.
What about you, Sari? What was it during your first relationship? But were you conscious that things were changing in your, in terms of your mindset or personal space? Were those things you were conscious about at that time?
Alam mo, bilang pinalaki ako ng mga anime shows sa Japan. Feeling ko sobrang romantic ko. Na bata pa lang ako, I am wishing na magkaroon ako ng someone. So, nung parating na yung... So, I was not rushing nung time na lahat sila nagkakajowa na and all. 15 ako pumasok ng college. 18 ako nagkaroon pa ng jowa. So, ilang taon pang dumaan bago pa ako nagka-jowa, na-witness ko din lahat na nangyayari sa mga friends ko, ganyan. So, when the time arrived na I found the partner para na nag-fit sa akin, parang feeling ko ready na ako na matagal na panahon ko nang hinihintay na meron mo paglalagyan ng mga pagmamahal na binibigay ko sa lahat. Parang gano'n.
Tara!
Tara. Time na yun, excited ako na para okay, meron na mo paglalaanan ng ng love and care na alam kong hindi masasayang kasi ibibigay rin sa akin pabalik, yung mga ganun. Pero syempre, I didn't know any better during that time. I wasn't able to handle the relationship quite well. Kasi pareho pa kaming bata nun eh. So, nung matagal na akong naging single before kay Abe ngayon, ready lang ako. Pakiramdam ko ready lang ako kasi hindi dahil hindi na ako magkakamali ulit, but more on, ready ako kasi matagal ko na siyang hinihintay. Parang gano'n, ready ako na merong mapagsha-sharean. Kasi siguro, as a person na nabubuhay sa energy ng ibang tao rin, hindi lang sa sarili ko, importante sa akin na merong napapaglaanan yung mga binibigay kong compassion, love, and everything else sa ibang tao. Kasi yun yung nagpapaikot na energy ko rin pag nailalabas ko din siya. So, ewan ko, kahit hindi ako ready, alam ko kasi may maibibigay ako. Kaya lagi akong excited and feeling ko okay lang na may dumating. Ganon, hindi ako natakot or nahihirapan na magsimula. I think it's more on...
This goes with any other relationship that we had in the first ending.
Pero tama yung sinabi ni Athena, nakaka-relate ako dun sa pag natapos, dun mahirap magsimula ulit. San mo pupulutin yung sarili mo ngayon na nasanay ka na sa ganong klaseng buhay, nakasama mo yung isang tao, tapos biglang nawala. Ganyan, yun yung mahirap ulit kasi paano mo paikutin ulit yung energy sa katawan mo na wala yung isang taong you share it with. So, kung yung simulang-simula, okay lang eh. Parang, I always wanted that. Pero yung after nung simula na yun, after nung relationship with that, yun yung mahirap mag-reprogram ulit, kumbaga.
Sige. Ako naman, the first time that I was in a relationship, sa first boy, sa ex ko, I think this doesn't just go for my ex. And this goes with all the guys that I've been with. I think all the guys I've been with collectively made me a nicer person.
Yeah.
And I guess I mean that in a very rough way because it's really... Because, as a partner, I'm very sedated as a partner. Does that make sense? Hindi ako, hindi kami malabas and stuff. So mostly, most of our time are spent together indoors. So yung interaction namin is within closed spaces. Remember, I'm not even talking about sex. It's really, the kind of domestic setup. And usually, it's in those situations where you kind of learn about each other. And at the same time, you learn about yourself as the other person reacts sa'yo. And doon ka talaga na-realize that I'm really mean. when I was younger, it was through my ex that really pointed out, you're so angry all the time. which was true. When I was when we got together was 18, 19, I think. And at that time, I've spoken about this in before, but when I was younger, I was so angry with the world during those times. And I think, you know, just through my interactions with them, I was really able to soften the edges, I think, and accommodate myself to more people. Actually, I feel like you've seen this, diba? You've met some of the other guys I've been romantically involved with, and usually they will be the one to tell me na, you know what, you could have been nicer there. And ako kasi parang kunwari may sasabihin ako na parang, I don't get it, something, ganyan, masakit na salita, keme. Tapos sasabihin niya, uy, grabe ka naman. Sabi ko, I just don't get it. And then, they will be the one to explain it to me because, you know, and that was always a thing that I've been aware of ever since. Now, whenever I'm with a new partner, I feel like they will notice a part of my personality that's very rough. And then, you know, more or less, I see myself actively changing or accommodating to fit yung, I would say standards, pero, you know, to how to live harmoniously. Because to me, mga ganung types of personality or yung ganung parts of myself are not absolute.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
I think you become the person you surround yourself with. So like, for example, I think mas bumait ako nung ang lagi ko nang kasama, sina Ina, sina yung mga kaibigan ni Ina, mas naging kalmado ako nung nakita ko na yung brand of calmness din ni Nasari. And I think mas naging maingay din ako at nakwela nung naging, alam niyo yun, nung I was hanging out with Athena at yung mga ibang bagets. So to me, it only follows that with relationships with the guys I've been with, I pick up some of their, I pick up some of their notes sa pagkatao ko and, you know, put it into practice. So whenever I'm in, that's me in every new relationship. I'm actively taking note or actively feeling out how much of my real self or how much of my unfiltered self can this person take up one at a time. Gets ba? Because I could be much. I feel that's what I think. I base it out and then eventually, you know, when I see that, it's not too much for them, then that's when I get more comfortable. But then it's okay. Anyway, going now to the second part of the conversation. Now, you know, you've been single for a while and then now you're in a new relationship. What are the things that you're now accommodating to since, you know, we've now had a part of our lives wherein we were able to define ourselves as single people. And when I say being single is, you know, you're romantically and sexually activated. Na because magkaiba yun eh. Being single when you were 16 and a virgin and, you know, being single at 20, 21, and you've already had this plethora of experience when it comes to love, sex, and all that jazz. I think those are two very, very distinct experiences separately. What do you think? Do you agree?
Yes.
Diba? Kasi parang feeling ko 15-year-old, anong taon ka naging magkayo ng jowa mo, Tina? First?
14.
Oh, 14. Diba? 13-year-old, Athena. 12 to 13-year-old, single Athena is different from 21 to 23-year-old, single Athena. Diba?
Mm-hmm.
So what are your thoughts? Ano yung mga things that you've had to get used to?
Na may jowa na ako.
Ngayon na may jowa ka na ulit.
Hindi, like, yun nga, I have to get used na may jowa na ako. Like,
that idea
na parang minsan gigising ako sa umagas, parang alam mo yung, ano, parang may oh no feeling pa ako na parang, may jowa na ako. Parang ganun. Parang, pero ano naman, I'm not, parang nagugulat lang ako madalas sa parang, oh, may katabi ako dito sa kama ko. Parang, parang kasing I never, kasi syempre all those years, like example, anong year old ba kami nag-break nung first ex ko? I was 18. So I was, when I was 18 until 23 years old, I considered myself malanding Athena lang. Alam mo yun, malanding lang ako. So I was dating a lot of people and ganon. Pero this is like, yung ngayon, I'm really fully committed. Alam mo yun. So like, this, yung jowa ko kasi ngayon, I never expected him to be my jowa. Like, parang ano lang, parang, okay, I thought this is another guy who I will be dating. Like, dating lang. Alam mo yung chubachenes, ganon. Tapos, maghiwalay din kami after a few months. And then, after a few months, hindi pa rin kami naghiwalay. And then, like, inask na niya ako maging magjowa kami, ganon.
So, was there a legal one phase for you guys?
I think so, yeah. Dating.
Legal one.
It's not in a traditional way.
Okay, so, quote-unquote,
igat. Yeah, parang ano, a dating, I think that would be more appropriate. We've been dating for 3 months, ganon, and then tsaka niya ako inask maging girlfriend officially. Mm-hmm. So, yon. And I think what I find very hard to get used to is yung the fact na may boyfriend ako. And like, kunyari lalabas ako, hindi na ako titingin sa ibang lalaki, ganun. I mean, hindi ko siya ginagawa. Consciously, yung mind ko, parang, what's happening? Ganun, yung mind ko. Pero yung actions ko naman, nag-a-align. Pero yung mind ko lang, nag-iisip siya na parang, bakit ganito, bakit ganyan? Parang ang daming questions na uncomfortable. Ganun.
When you say uncomfortable, what do you mean?
Parang uncomfy lang sa feeling na parang kasi sanay akong gawin to. Kunyari, lalabas ako with friends. Ganon. Tapos like, yung behavior ko paglalabas kami with friends. Siyempre, paglalabas na ako ngayon with friends, it's different na. Cause
like
I have,
you're no longer on the prowl or trying to meet people.
Oh, like, I mean, it's hindi naman niya ako pinagbabawalan, pero ako, consciously kong ginagawa na mag-behave. Yan. Like, super, like, ang yung concept na I have to do things differently. Uh-uh. Yun yung, pero kahit naman ginagawa ko siya, yung mind ko lang, parang, yung, kasi yung mind ko parang na-program ko siya for those years na... Parang, okay, paglalabas tayo.
Paglalabas tayo. Full regalia.
Oo, ganon. Pero pag ngayon, kunyari lalabas na ako ngayon, parang, ano, parang...
Banaya, dalisan.
Oh, parang ayoko na uminom, ganon. Parang, okay, if you want to ask me to a party, like, wag mo kong a-ask ng bebe time, ganon. Kasi, ano, hindi naman sa... ano, like, nakakalimutan ko na yung sarili ko, ganun. Pero, pag baby time, you know, like, I want to spend time with my person. So, pagka ganun, di na ako sasama, ganun. But, like, yun, isa pa rin yun, like, na may kasama na ako. Kunyari, paglalabas ako, aayain ako. Like, meron akong iisipin na may nag-iisip sa akin. Ganun, alam mo yun, kunyari, lalabas ako with friends.
I get that complicated situation.
Like may nag-iisip na mag-ingat ako, ganun, uwi na ba siya, like ganun.
Or is she safe? Is she having fun?
Mm-mm, like, hindi naman, like, kasi you're, syempre ako, di naman ako papayag na pagbawalan ako and stuff, di ba? So, naiintindihan naman namin sa isa't isa yun. Pero, at the same time, ako, consciously ko iniisip na para, baka hindi pa siya natutulog kasi hindi pa ako umuwi, ganun. Kasi syempre, ang broad ng commitment . So, lahat ng saklaw nun, parang yung brain ko, hindi pa niya nag-grasp lahat nung parang ganito yung kailangan mong gawin. Pero kahit ginagawa ko na siya, parang yung mind ko nag-iisip na parang, what?
Gets kita dyan.
Parang ano tawag dito? Ano tawag doon? Pag tumigil ka mag-yossi, tapos...
Withdrawal.
Ayun, nag-withdrawal system. Nag-withdrawal system, symptoms ka.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Gosari, ano yung sinasabi mo?
Gaya ni Athena, meron akong constant reminder sometimes or parang constant na parang tapik sa balikat na ay oo nga pala, hindi ka na pala mag-isa ngayon. Hanggang ngayon may ganun pa rin ako. Na kasi usually pag sanay naman kami ni Abe na may hiwalay talaga kaming buhay pa rin kahit lagi kami magkasama. Meron siyang sariling trip with his friends and kung ano man yung kinalakhan niya. And ako rin, na hindi rin niya sinasabayan kasi hindi part ng personality niya, no? So, may mga constant reminder ako minsan sa sarili ko na bigla na lang sumusulpot sa utak ko na, uy, meron ng taong nagki-care for you, so you have to make sure na hindi mo sila winoworry. Ganyan na, meron na maghahanap sa'yo just in case mawala ka. Kasi dati, sure ako na sarili ko lang yung meron ako eh. So, pag nawala ako, ako lang din ang nakakaalam kung nasaan ako. Parang ganon. This time around, hindi na siya ganon. Na meron tao mag-aalala sa'yo pag hindi ka na responsive sa messages. Meron tao na nag-iisip kung okay ka lang ba. So, isa yun sa mga bagay na kailangan kong i-remind lagi yung sarili ko. Especially yung mga panahon na ganito na 1 week akong wala at tapos wala siya sa sistema ko. Yung commitment, ano siya eh. Pag gusto mo yung commitment, parang automatic yung katawan mo, nagre-response siya doon. Gusto mo maging responsible about that commitment. Kaya you really make sure na you have time for those people. Like for example, nitong huli, sa totoo lang hirap na hirap ako na, anong tawag dito, uuwi ako. I have to breathe after ng shoot. Tapos kailangan ko rin kausapin si Abe before mag-12 kasi 12 onwards, pahinga na siya and I should be resting as well kasi maaga ako the next day. So everyday ganun, umabot sa point na minsan, habang tumatay ako sa banyo, habang naliligo, kinakausap ko na siya, minumultitask ko na para lang magkasya lahat.
Well, paano kaya when you reach that point in the relationship na? I mean, it's gross in napakinggan, pero fun siya when you've reached that level of comfortability na.
Yeah, though yun nga, parang minsan mahirap pa rin siya sa akin kasi sanay nga ako na sarili ko lang yung iniisip ko na nobody will really care what's happening to me. Ngayong meron na, minsan nahihirapan ako, nag-adjust pa rin yung katawan ko lalo na pag yung mga panahon na malayo ako sa kanya lagi. Pero iniisip ko na lang is, it's all part of it na parang being in a relationship is not all kilig and tenderness, alam mo yon. It's more on taking responsibility then to care for each other. So yun, ang hirap din talaga yung mga pagpo-program ulit sa utak mo na, ay shit, hindi na pala ako mag-isa, may iba palang nag-aalala for me. And also, whatever I do, especially pag nararamdaman mo na whatever decisions you make in your life, whatever you do, the jobs that you take, iniisip mo lagi kung paano rin siya makaka-apekto o makakatulong sa ibang sa partner mo. Pag naiisip mo na yun na parang, tulungan na kami para, alam mo yun, i-build ko ano man yung future that may unfold for us.
Yeah, yeah.
Anong tawag dito? Ibang ano na siya eh. Nag-adjust pa rin yung katawan ko for it sa totoo lang na parang, bakit ko ba gagawin to? Ano yun, may kasama nga pala ako. And you will always consider na i-invite mo kaya siya sa mga ganap mo. Not out of courtesy lang, pero parang you want
because
to
share. Because you want them to be part of that experience too.
Yun nga eh. Yung mga ganung bagay, minsan napapaisip ako. Kasi sanay nga ako na mag-isa ako na I'll go out with friends and all. Or may itatry akong bagong bagay. Ando na ako sa point na kailangan ko ipaalala lagi sa sarili ko na what if I share this experience with my partner? Parang ganun. And pag matagal ako nawawala sa kanya, kailangan ko lagi ipaalala. Actively ko talaga pinipili na ipaalala sa sarili ko yun. Kasi nga, ramdam ko pa rin sa katawan ko yung single sari. Nararamdaman mo yun eh, pag masyado kang confident na mag-isa ka. Pag nararamdaman mo yun, parang bigla na lang may titigil sa utak na, oops, teka lang, may kasama ka, hindi ka na mag-isa ngayon. Biglang may mga ganun na lumalabas. Dati wala eh. Pero ngayon, hindi naman ibig sabihin na bad sign yun that you are really into the relationship. I think sometimes it's also a good sign because it reminds you that you still get a hold of your individuality. Pa rin, kahit na you are with somebody else, ibig sabihin hindi ka nakakain ng buong sistema of being together. Being yourself also, parang importante pa rin na meron ka pa rin sarili mong identity and sarili mong mundo. Ayan, and andun ako sa proseso na ginajuggle ko both, na hindi mawala yung either. Yan, ikaw naman, Yudes.
Alam mo, before lang ako magkwento, naalala ko na yung sinabi mo na, ano, na may naalala kong article doon sa sinabi mo na, you know, being in a relationship is not just simply, you know, being lovey-dovey. I remember an article from, I think it was Huffington Post or LA Times, wherein there was this couple, they're not married yet, but every year they renew a lover's contract.
Ooh!
Yeah, it's a literal lover's contract na parang they have it. No, I think it's informal lang. Pero it's an agreement of small things that they would do around the house, of which responsibility, whose responsibility is which. Uh-huh. Like for example, ako magpapakain ng dog, ikaw magpupulot ng poop. Parang ako maghuhugas ng pinggan, ikaw maghahanda ng table. Na parang, I think the, if I remember correctly, the point of the article where is it's to remind themselves that keeping a relationship is work. In a very active sense that it is work. You have responsibilities as partners to, you know, make each other's lives or improve each other's lives or make each other's lives easier. And I think it's just, you know, for a while, para I think I took inspiration from that in my future relationships then really later on we're in. We didn't have an informal contract, but we do have subtle agreements. We have agreements on, you know, kaninong sino mag-take care nitong area na to ng buhay natin. Parang meron kaming each responsibility na parang kami sa amin nakatoka yun. Wala lang, naisip, naalala ko daw. Well, it's, pag nahanap ko rin yung article, i-share ko sa mga kapitbahay. But anyway, I think now, one of the hardest part of being in a relationship again after a while. Well, to be fair, I haven't been in a relationship. The time when I was single and I was in a relationship again, I think it was not that long. We broke up mga 2018? Mga 2018 December, and I was in a relationship again, and officially in a relationship again mga November or October. May gadi ko maalala. So, you know, in that time period, that was really my chance to really discover myself as a single person, as a single adult. Actually, sina Athena nag-push sa akin to discover my single self, whether they were consciously pushing it or not. You know, I tried partying again for the first time, or I tried doing stuff for the first time all over. And I guess one of the biggest adjustments that I had to do was schedule. I think that was the biggest adjustment I had to make a concession for, was schedule. Because, you know me, Sari, Athena, raketera akong bakla, especially pre-pandemic, no? Parang, I've said this and I'm not really proud of it. Alam mo yun. Wala naman ako napatunayan through it. Na, you know, I would go, I would prepare for classes in the morning or work in the morning and then go to classes in the afternoon. And then in late afternoon, I go to an event or whatever. And then at night, I prepare for rehearsals. And
yeah.
Afternoon, baka may setup pa ako ng madaling araw. Hindi ko siya fine-flex. It was an unhealthy lifestyle, but you know that was the freedom I had when I was single. No, I was able to take those responsibilities, or I was able to take those things without really minding anyone else. Because you know, my friends, they understand, and the people I work with, they understand. But when you know, especially during our first years, ni Toto, na we were LDR, no. I really had to allocate space, time, and schedule wherein, you know, we will be able to talk to each other. It sounds like hard work, but it really wasn't. But it was an adjustment either way. And now, parang we've been together. Physically, we've been together for 3 months na, ever since the pandemic, since I came back to Manila. Schedule is still something that I'm really accommodating myself into. Na parang, like for example, you know, he's been busy with work the full week, or I've also been busy with stuff. Sometimes I would forego meetings or I would forego other stuff just to, and I think, although hindi ko naman sinasabi, hindi mo na ako hindi ko man natatanggapin yung trabaho, bebe time. Hindi ko naman sinasabi yun. Ang sinasabi ko lang is, I think I need time na, ano, parang, for Friday or the weekend, I've already allocated the weekend for something else. But before, parang, busy, schedule ka anytime. And I think that was a big adjustment to me, because I never knew myself outside of it. This is the first time I'm doing it. na even before sa mga, na I think that was my mistake in my previous relationship, that I never really allotted time for them in the sense na, you know, I would take time off work or I would take time off my responsibilities to accommodate whatever it is that they need.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
I tried doing it in previous relationships, you know, mga on and off, mga flings. And it was the other way around, wherein sa kanila naman ako na gano'n na masyado ko dedicate ko naman yung oras ko sa kanila, too much and not enough for myself. But now that's it, you know. Adjusting my schedule to accommodate the life that we were building together. And then another is, you know, acclimating to the fact that I really think I would never have that kind of relationship as I had with my ex, that kind of intense kind of relationship. And I think that's for the better, because I think right now I'm no longer capable of having a relationship of that kind of intensity. Right now, very, as always, lagi ko naman nakakwento na very calm ang, ano natin, ang lifestyle namin ngayon ni Toto, to the point where sometimes, you know, we have, parang randomly, habang naglalaro siya ng Switch or nagmo-Mobile Legends siya or ako naman naglalaro din or something, hindi naman pasabihin, lang mo pa ako, gagawin ako. Because parang, my God, sobrang domestic namin in the sense na hindi kami lumalabas, may nag-iayos pa niyang pumarty, hindi siya pulis siya
sa sama. Drama, ganun.
Oo, na parang kumbaga na parang, ako, I'm okay with it. But I just need the reassurance. You know, are you okay with this? You know, it's Saturday night. Your friends are out. Do you not want to join them? It's okay. Or if you want, okay, but we can. Pwede kita samahan or something. Then they say, okay lang ako dito sa bahay. And then it's an adjustment. It's an adjustment too. Na parang I have to remind myself that I'm in a relationship, just not that kind of relationship anymore. I don't know, but maybe like I said, it's maybe I'm no longer equipped for that kind of relationships. We're in every day, every week, there has to be something intense or something remarkable happening.
Yeah.
It's not that I don't want remarkable things happening to me, but I think relationship ko, I think okay na sa akin yun na, ano, na meron siyang steady rhythm na kung babaliin man namin, it's our choice or whatever. And it's not because something else is playing, something bigger is playing, you know, that is playing dun sa nangyayari sa amin sa relationship. But yeah, that's it.
Oh, nakaka-relate ako dun sa schedule. Kasi hindi naman sa kinukompromise ko yung mga ganap ko sa buhay. Pero for example, hindi pa ako tumatanggap ng lock-in truth yet again. Kasi when I got locked out for 50 days, remember that? Sobrang na-disorient ako pag-uwi. And I realized I'm not the type of person who can, alam mo yun, take a good care of relationship pag LDR. Kasi nga, nasasanay ako na ninanamnam ko yung bawat oras ko by myself. So, parang habang tumatagal, nahihirapan akong magbigay ng time para kausapin yung tao at the end of the day or at the end of 2 days, 3 days. Nahihirapan ako mag-update, mga ganun, or mga musta. So ang ginawa ko, parang hindi muna ako tatanggap, not until yung siya na talaga yung inuuwian ko. Kasi mahihirapan akong i-maintain siya. So may mga ganung adjustment na ginagawa ko na hindi masama sa loob ko dahil hindi naman siya nakaka-apekto kung tutusin sa growth ko, sa career ko. Pero yun nga, may mga adjustment akong ginagawa so that I make sure that the relationship works. Kasi gusto kong mag-work siya, parang ganun. Na hindi mawawala talaga na may mga ilang bagay na kailangan mo rin i-adjust kasi hindi talaga kayo magiging pareho ng gaod in life eh. So yun yung mga adjustment that ano, hindi mahirap tanggapin pero pinipili mong gawin kasi you want to make it work. mga ganun, marirealize mo na may mga ganun pala. Hindi pwedeng everything goes your way.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes you have to adjust a little thing para, alam mo yun, it goes na maayos para sa parehong side, hindi lang sa iyo na lang eh, hindi lang sa iyo. Kasi meron ka nang isa pang iniisip na gusto mong, ano mo yun, to work it out with.
Sige, siguro, I feel like this is a redundant question, but I'll ask it anyway. No? Since marami na tayo nabigay na insights. But, ano yung parang, what's a eureka moment for you na na-discover mo, you know, when you were getting used to the relationship or being in a relationship that you could give an advice, that you can give us an advice sa mga kapitbahays natin? Especially those sa mga first time who are going to be in a relationship first for the first time, or those na pinag-iisipan if they should jump in the relationship again after a long time. What would be your advice?
Ako masasabi ko, kung ako lang, it may not apply to everyone, don't get used to it. Parang, don't get used to it in a sense na masyado kang maging, it doesn't mean that you're not at peace at it, pero huwag kang makampante na, alam mo yun, na andyan na siya, don't take it for granted. Kumbaga, para sa akin, okay lang na you're not used to it, but you have to be grateful that it's there so that, ano yun, mas inspired ka to make it work every time. Kasi in the long run, it's gonna be part of your system and, alam mo yun, sometimes we take it for granted na because it's already part of our everyday lives. Sa akin, okay lang. Gusto ko yung idea na hindi ako sanay and may mga paalala paminsan na, ah, hindi ka na pala mag-isa sa buhay na to ngayon. Kasi it inspires me to work on it, to make sure that it works all the time, kahit minsan challenging sa akin dahil sa schedule. Ayun. Para sa akin, yung pinaka nag-work for me. Don't get used to it. Be grateful for it every day. Kumbaga.
What about you, Athena?
I guess, always go back to the reason kung bakit mo siya ginawa in the first place. Kasi I think yung commitment should always be there. Isipin mo lagi na you're fully committed with this person and like everything I think will fall into place pag nasa isip mo na yon. Like if, kasi any circumstance, kasi syempre, I think ang mga unang balakid, challenge is yung sa away. Kasi syempre, pag mag-isa ka, di ba, everything is peaceful, walang away, walang misunderstanding. So syempre, pag kami kasama ka na, syempre, you tend to...
You're going to accommodate so much of yourself.
Oo, like, it's not as simple as magjojowa lang ako and like, jowa ko na siya. Hindi siya, like, kasi nga, relationship. Ayun, I think relationship is hard work talaga. And doon mo ma-challenge yung sarili mo, doon mo matututunan kung ano ang totoong pagmamahal kapag when things get hard. Kasi love is easy kapag maayos kayo, pag hindi kayo nag-aaway, pag nag-sex kayo, yun, everything is good pag ganun. But it starts to get challenging to love another person when you hate them. And I mean, hate is like a big word. Pero like when you have a misunderstanding, it's hard to love this, hard to stay committed kapag nagsisigawan kayo. Or
if it's your first big away.
Yes. Pag misunderstanding. Kasi misunderstanding lang naman yun usually. Like we don't communicate or we bottle up our feelings. Yung mga ganun. I think pag hindi ka fully committed sa person na to, it's very easy to break the bottle. Like, to break the relationship off. Kasi, mahirap maging committed to someone na hindi mo gusto. At the moment.
Ito na si, si Mrs.
Hello, welcome!
Pero Athena, Sari, ano yung maging advice mo dun sa mga ano? Like, for example, you know, they're already in the brink of making that decision of to be in a relationship. But, you know, they're still waiting for, I don't know, maybe a sign or for good advice. What would, like, for example, kayo, what made you say yes to the relationship? What was your biggest considerations at the time?
Ako kasi yung tipo ng tao na sinusunod ko talaga kung ano yung sinasabi ng puso ko.
If so intuitive ganun, ka? Intuitive yung sa'yo?
Sobra. So anong tawag dito? Kung ganoon kalakas yung bulong sa damdamin mo, go for it. If
mahalo ba yung bulong sa damdamin na hindi bulong sa utak?
Oo, kasi nandiyan.
Pacheck tayo pag ganoon.
Or scary. Baka may iba kang naririnig na bulong. Huwag naman sana, Lord. Pero anong tawag ito? Pag naririnig mo yun, sundin mo yun. Kasi if
it's wrong... Your relationships before, Sari, you were in, you know, sinunod mo yung intuition mo.
Lagi.
Na parang intuition ng... How does it normally pay off for you?
Oo, kasi even if mali yung maging decision ko or it's gonna be the worst experience of my life, parang I think it's part of the journey I am in. Na it's a mistake I have to learn, ganun.
Grabe, so, ang elastic mo when it comes to that. For other people, ready to admit sila that was a mistake.
Yung buong buhay ko naka-angkla dun sa pagsunod ko, sa pagsunod sa damdamin ko eh. So, ewan ko, yung utak ko, siguro galit na sa puso ko. Parang hindi sila nag-aaway, pero hindi. Sorry, ikaw yung favorite, yung heart, ganun. So, ayun, para sa akin, sundin mo pag ganun. Kasi huwag ka matakot. I think yung fear yung nag-hold back sa atin sa mga experiences minsan na kung saan dapat talaga natututo tayo. So, huwag ka matakot subukan kasi kung mali man siya, you'll get over it.
What about you, Athena? Kasi with your current relationship right now, the way it was different from your previous partners is hindi mo siya kwento sa akin until things were already getting serious. How did that came about, diba? And what made you decide that, okay, I will say yes to this guy? What was different?
I think he's very different from the guys I've dated.
How so?
He's, how do I explain this? Basta sa mga ginagay ko is they're very assholes. This guy, kasi may nangyari pa, like, nahuli kami ng nanay ko dito sa condo namin.
Na bad feng shui ba kayo?
Hindi naman. Hindi naman kami nag-sex nun. Natutulog kami. Tapos, nahuli kaming dalawa sa condo. And like, di siya natakot. I think yun yung... Kasi very important sa akin na magustuhan siya ng nanay ko. Because yun yung issue ko before. Like, hindi kami both gusto ng... each parent. So like, sabi ko sa kanya, that's my deal breaker. Pag di ka nagustuhan, at di ako nagustuhan ng mom mo, deal breaker siya. Tapos, pinakilala niya ako sa parents niya, sa buong family niya. Dinala niya ako dun sa bahay nila. Within like, 2 months? Hindi, mga 1 month in ng dating namin, pinakilala niya ako sa parents niya, ganon. Tapos, nahuli nga kami ng nanay ko dito. Tapos,
Ano sabi ng nanay mo?
Siyempre, inano. Tag dito, tinanong ng mga question. Ganun.
Interrogate.
Oo. Oh, tapos nakita akong gano'n siya kakaba. Pero respectful. And like, tinapangan niya yung sarili niya. I guess yun. Yung mas matapang siya sa akin emotionally. So, which is very hard to find. Yeah. And like, ayun, yung isa sa different na nakita ko sa kanya is like, hindi siya easily affected by my power. Sa financial power ko, sa yung emotional power ko, and yung energy ko as a person. Hindi siya affected by it. And that like, like parang, bakit hindi ka intimidated sa akin? So like, that's different. Kasi like, hindi siya na insecure at all sa job ko. Hindi siya na insecure sa friends ko. Hindi siya na insecure sa activities na ginagawa ko every day. Tapos yun. Besides sa like, kasi sweetness, those are words na easily nasasabi ng isang tao. Pero yung mga hindi sinasabi na mga actions, yun, I think, yun yung mga napapansin ko.
I remember we had a conversation before Athena noon, but parang, I think this was months. This was after, mga a few months after January, or a few weeks after January, na parang you were talking about now. Why aren't you finding, or why are all the guys I'm finding assholes? para something to that effect yung pinag-usapan natin. Then para ang naging conclusion natin na maybe because your body or your intuition, your dating intuition is used to finding guys who are a great lay or great fuckers but not necessarily partners, great partners. Does that make sense? And I think, you know, that is something that magandang pag-isipan din as natin as mga tao, diba? Because when we were dating, there was always that point in our lives wherein, you know, we're not really seriously looking for a date. Gets that? We're not seriously looking for a relationship. All we want is for some good time and all that jazz. And sometimes we kind of get used to that mode of search pagdating sa partner. And then, ang nangyayari is, eventually, yun yung mga na-attract natin. They're just great fuckers or they're great days, but not necessarily great at relationships. I'm not saying a great lover cannot be a great fucker. I'm just saying that, you know, we have to refine what we're looking for in the people we meet. And distinguishing which of saan siya doon? Is he a potentially great partner or is he just a potentially good fuck buddy or potentially great thing lang?
Yes.
Maraming bagay. Wala, naisip ko lang yun kasi last night nakipag-chigan tayo sa nakipag-chigan sa akin isa nating friend.
Anyways, ayun din. I think one distinct factor wherein I know na committed ako sa relationship na to is that I'm not obsessed with this guy. I'm not obsessed with him. Like, I can live my life na ako lang mag-isa. Na kahit wala siya. But I'm choosing na... Kasi masaya. Masaya ako sa kanya, ganun. And mahal ko siya. But like, I'm not obsessed with the relationship. And the idea of this relationship.
Baka patapos ka na kasi sa ganung era ng ano, ng self mo na, you know, that you're no longer... Siguro katulad ko, you're no longer equipped for those types of relationship where it has to be intense.
I think there's always a relationship. There's always that one relationship sa buhay nyo wherein macha-change lahat ng perspective nyo
yung
sa love.
On how you love.
I agree. I think yung last potential relationship ko changed whatever thing. Kung paano ko magmahal and paano ko ibibigay yung sarili ko sa isang tao.
And the things
tao.
That you're looking for.
And yeah, kung anong kinahanap ko din. So I think that helped. So like, thank you. Good job to you. Salamat at ginost mo ko. Kasi, I think yun. Kasi pag naranasan mo yung ghosting talaga na, alam mo yun, like from I love you, like every second, tapos to nothing. Doon, matachange yung perspective mo na parang, you are dispensable. And everyone is. So, yan. Huwag masyado ibigay sarili mo. Always kang magtira for yourself.
Alright. Medyo mahaba yung naging chika natin. Pero in fairness,
anong topic?
Tingin na nakikigislist na dito. Pero hindi niya alam yung topic.
Medyo na nila kumakain lang ako. Tapos nanonood ako. Tapos, interesting niya.
We were talking about na what you call this. Parang, what were the adjustments you had to make when you became part of a relationship after not being in a relationship in a long time?
Hindi pala ako qualified dito, kaya pala taga-kinig lang ako.
Hindi na lang kuko mo, green na French tip.
Yan, kabila ako.
Yan ang kapitbahay. At least, sabi ko sa inyo, di ba? Technically, kompleto kami to.
Sorry, guys.
Pagbigyan nyo na si Mrs. Cesar Con Bolivar, talaga may mga kailangan lang siyang asikasuhin lately. So, okay lang yan. Yes,
go, guys.
I hope nag-enjoy kayo sa usapan natin today. And ako nag-enjoy and I hope kayo din pagkat after niyo pakinggan, you get the chance to also think about it and put into perspective into your old relationship or your budding relationships. Tapos kung gumaling mga advice namin, tayo na kwento niyo naman, mga advice.
Share naman kayo sa amin paano niyo nagagawa yung mga ganyan.
Oo. So yun mga kabayan, maraming salamat. Of course, gusto rin namin pasalamatan ng Podcast Network Asia. Podcast Network Asia, single pa lang podcasters noon. Kayo unang ano, pumulot sa amin. At ngayon, we cannot imagine ourselves without you. Charot! Mahal-mahal namin kayo. Maraming salamat sa patuloy na suporta. Shoutout kay Bea, ang aming, ano, ang aming manager sa Podcast Network Asia. Maraming salamat sa pagtulong sa amin at sa paghabol ng mga episode. Kahit nginangarag ka namin. Love, Bea. Alam ko mapapakinggan mo to kasi isa ka sa mga tumutulong mag-edit. Thank you. And of course, would also like to give a shoutout sa aming mga co-affiliates. Guys, give them a listen. Just visit Podcast Network Asia's website. Yan. Woo! Diba? Parang, guys, ano muna, easy-easy muna tayo yan. Kasi marami pa tayong pwede pag-usapan sa mga susunod na linggo. Kasi it's we're at very interesting times ahead. Mga kapitbahay. Yan. Again, maraming salamat. This is Yudes.
This is Ari.
And Athena here.
Humabol po ako.
This is Athena.
Yeah. And y'all just listen to
them. Cool.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.